On July 2nd, a little over 5 years after an explosion aboard the Deepwater Horizon oil rig killed 11 workers and spilled 4.9 million barrels of crude oil into the waters of the Gulf of Mexico, British Petroleum, the company largely found responsible, agreed to an $18.7 billion settlement for all federal, state, and local environmental damage claims against it. Although this is the largest environmental settlement in U.S. history, the company, had it not decided to settle, could have faced claims amounting to twice as much. Under the agreement, BP would pay the federal government a civil penalty of $5.5 billion under the Clean Water Act over a 15-year time frame, and pay $7.1 billion under the Natural Resource Damage Assessment to the Gulf, which is meant to compensate for direct environmental harm caused by the spill. While the deal reached awards a substantial amount of money, many environmental advocates have serious concerns about how much of this money is actually going to be allocated towards restoring the Gulf's environment and impacted communities. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Raleigh Hoke, campaign director with the Gulf Restoration Network. Here he explains how the settlement was reached and concerns that remain about how the money will be spent.
We're still seeing the impacts of the BP disaster. You know, over 5 years later, we're still seeing oil wash up on our shores. There's major concerns about the impacts on dolphins and low fish and shrimp counts. And, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty about what the future holds. So we're urgently in need of these funds to get down to the business of restoring the Gulf. And while it's disappointing to see that this is only an $18.7 billion settlement, it certainly could have been higher. The positive on this is that we can now start spending this money in the next 2, 3, 5, 10 years rather than wait for possibly even decades as the legal appeals go on.
So who is actually going to be spending the money?
The two biggest environmental restoration portions of the settlement are Clean Water Act fines and then Natural Resource Damage Assessment fines. And those are going to be distributed according to various laws, the Oil Pollution Act and the Restore Act, primarily through state and federal decision makers.
There's, I think, several hundred million dollars in the settlement to deal with problems that haven't manifested yet. Any way of knowing if that would be enough money?
Yeah, so one of the big concerns with this settlement is it's unclear how we'll address, as of yet, undiscovered damages to the Gulf. There's $232 million set aside to address unknown natural resource damages, but that's not nearly enough if you, you know, look at the lessons of the Exxon Valdez disaster.
$18.7 billion seems like a lot of money. Isn't it the biggest environmental settlement in American history and maybe in the world?
You know, this is the largest environmental settlement in U.S. history, but this was also the largest environmental disaster in U.S. history and major long-term impacts on the Gulf of Mexico, and there are significant restoration needs. So this settlement, while $18.7 billion seems like a really big sum, only about two-thirds of that is actually being set aside for environmental restoration. And the Clean Water Act fines within that settlement is only $5.5 billion, which if it had gone through the trial process, that could have been up to $14 billion in Clean Water Act fines.
So, Raleigh Hoke, during my 4 trips to the Gulf after Hurricane Katrina, I talked to a lot of people with ideas about what should be done to restore the Gulf and the wetlands. You know, some were talking about rebuilding the barrier islands that have been washed away. Others were saying it's critical to let the Mississippi River once again deposit sediment along its length and build up land that way, rather than confine the river between channels so all the sediment gets dropped into the deep Gulf water.
Well, the Gulf of Mexico, well before the BP disaster, had significant environmental challenges, and one of the most significant is the disappearance of Louisiana's coastal wetlands. We lose a football field worth of wetlands every hour. And this isn't just about the environment. This is about us being able to continue to reside in southeast Louisiana. Communities like New Orleans are protected from storm surge and from hurricanes by those wetlands, and they're disappearing. Now, the state has come up with a $50 billion master plan for restoring our coast. And, you know, these funds, this $18.7 billion, a significant portion of that could go to helping to put this plan into place and, you know, begin this restoration effort on a significant scale. And we, you know, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to jumpstart restoration in Louisiana, and we really need to not squander this opportunity.
So this settlement has nothing to do with all the billions that have already been paid out to individuals and businesses for their losses due to the Deepwater Horizon disaster, right?
Yeah, so there's also been an economic claims process, and that's ongoing. I think they just closed down the ability to file claims a couple weeks ago. And that's for folks who were businesses or individuals who were economically harmed from the BP disaster. But this $18.7 billion, most of it is focused on environmental restoration. So it's the Clean Water Act fines and the Natural Resource Damage Assessment are the biggest chunk of that $18.7 billion. And that should be focused on environmental rights restoration, though I will say that, you know, we have major concerns about how our politicians in the Gulf states are looking at this money as a windfall to, you know, fund whatever their favorite pet project is.
What would stop the politicians from doing that?
Well, I think, you know, ultimately it's about holding them accountable to their constituents and people, you know, watchdogging this process. Even though we're 5 years out from the BP disaster and, you know, you don't see that oil spewing in the Gulf on the CNN live feed or anything, we still have major issues. As a public, as citizens, we have to pay attention to this process and weigh in to make sure that we hold these folks accountable for using that money for restoring the Gulf, not for pork barrel spending.
That was Raleigh Hoke of the Gulf Restoration Network. Find more news and commentary on the Gulf oil spill settlement by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.